Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 340, Vision, The Warehouse. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the fourth month, on the 26th day of the fourth month.
Dan, my spiritual eyesight is returning slowly, and in stages, but it is returning. And now that Jesus is here, he is giving me weekly treatments where I look him in his eyes. But about 2 or 3 weeks before he reappeared, I was thinking about Letter 240, Volume 5, Dream, Car Thieves. I was remembering the detail of the warehouse. It reminded me of many of the U.S. Army warehouses that I had been exposed to during my 2 enlistments with the National Guard, with the exterior walls having the same ochre color scheme and with the same roof elevation. In the vision that began to emerge as I was thinking about the warehouse, I saw that there was an exterior access door next to an office partition that was to the right. To the left were 2 roll-up garage-type warehouse-sized doors. Then I noticed that there were padlocks on the exterior of all the doors. These were newer than the older, original construction, as if having been placed there later. And indeed they had been, for they were added on the outside of the doors by Uday and Kusei after they were able to take control of the warehouse. They had locked the doors from the outside to keep anyone else from getting in or out. In the vision, I was alone at the warehouse, and I had the keys that opened the padlocks. So I unlocked all the doors and rolled up the large warehouse doors. Then I saw that the warehouse was full of people. These were angels who had been sent to Earth in the 1980s with the anointing for that decade, but had become prisoners. They appeared gaunt and malnourished, since they had been locked away with no access to food and water. Praise and worship of the saints to God. This was the end of the vision, but later the Holy Spirit said that while in the vision I had actually opened the warehouse doors, and that the angels were then able to relocate to places of refreshing, where they are now waiting for instructions from the Lord to move out and distribute the gifts they still have. It's going to be Christmas in a big, big way. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Freedom is the only simple man.